Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, joins us every week at this time. We are promising a story about Brooke Shields and her vagine during this particular segment. Last week, we didn't get to it, so this week, we put it up front, but now we've had some breaking news here on this cop that accidentally shot the driver that was pulled over in Florida, so Lisa can weigh in on that as well. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well, thank you.
You sound okay.
You sound a little under the weather there.
I have a little cold. Yeah, it is. I'm hoping you find it sexy. You know, I know you like it when I'm sick. Yeah, I am a little bit under the weather.
I have said that. Did you take too much NyQuil last night?
I have said that. I've probably said that in the past. Yeah, I've said that in the past, haven't I?
Yeah, I feel like Lisa's been around you too long.
No, she knows. She knows now.
She knows your weird perversions now.
God, when she first said hello, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, hello, hello. Lisa. Now, after I get talking, it kind of frees up a little bit. But usually the first few words out of my mouth are like, what the hell?
Yeah. We should. Oh. Well, we should have you in studio. Listen, a breaking news story from Florida. A police officer is pulling over a gentleman for running a red light. And he says, hey, man, you got anything crazy in the car? And the guy says, well, yeah, I got a gun. So he says, okay, no problem. I'm going to have these other two officers just take the pistol from you so everybody stays safe. We have the body cam audio here.
You got anything crazy in the car?
Yeah.
What do you got?
A gun.
You got a gun?
Mm-hmm.
You do? All right, where's that? It's on you? Okay. As long as you're cool.
I'm chill.
No, man, I appreciate your honesty.
All right, when I got
that's awesome. Just for my safety, your safety, I'm going to have you step out. All right, fair enough. And we're just going to remove the pistol from you. And then we're going to run your license, make sure everything's good. And I'm going to send you on your way.
Hey, he's very compliant. He does have a pistol on. So we're going to take him out from that side, remove the pistol, and we'll go from there. All right? I appreciate it, man, being very honest.
Oh, yeah.
Crap. Oh, boy. He shot right in the hip.
Man, I shot Marvin.
Yeah. We should not
be laughing. Marvin in the face.
We cannot be laughing.
No, but it is. It is kind of funny.
Well, as Biggie said, Mindy got one hit on her finger. Gets into the pistol.
There's one place you can't grab a gun.
The one spot. Mm. And then, by the way, on the video, she's holding the gun. She's like, what should I do with it?
Yeah.
They're like, put it down, for God's sake.
Oh, God. Her partner. Oh, she was a DEI hire.
She's on her way out. Don't you worry about that.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So does the guy have a law? Now, she's getting ready to be fired. That's started the process.
Yeah.
Does the guy have a lawsuit against the city, or do accidents just happen?
Well, when it comes to police, accidents just happen. Police are insulated by an immunity that it's essentially like, you know, they do a dangerous job. Bad things can happen. Dangerous things can happen. They have to be grossly negligent. Mm. And I don't think she was grossly negligent. I mean, she was negligent, but I don't think she was grossly. It has to be like willful, wanton, intentional.
Boy.
So I don't think so.
Now, you've told us that in the past, but honestly, if I was this guy, I'd be like, well, wait a minute now. They shot me for no reason. Mm-hmm. This guy's walk with a limp the rest of his life, maybe, you know?
Now, I know you said she's getting ready to be terminated, but Lisa, could she argue and say, what if he didn't have the safety on?
Officer Mindy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could she make, is there any argument that can save her job?
I mean, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad to grab it by the trigger, and you can't assume a safety is on.
So, right.
I mean, I think she was definitely in the wrong, but I don't think she was sufficiently in the wrong for the department to get sued.
Okay, there you have it. I'm a little surprised. I thought they might pay him off over this.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause, honestly, he should. I think he should get a little something out of it. You know, through no fault of his own.
They choose to. Sometimes they do, even if they don't necessarily owe it. I mean, you know, they may choose to, but I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we had this story.
Did he get the ticket for running the red light?
Oh, I hope they just gave him. We're going to let you go with a warning. At least
surely they dropped the ticket, right?
We're going to tow your car.
Talk about a cop harder. What if he's standing over, don't forget this, as they put him on the stretcher.
Oh, you got to sign the ticket, sir.
I'm still going to
You have a nice day, sir.
Yeah.
Got that license and registration, Andy? I do need that.
I don't have a pen. Just use your blood.
Yeah. Have a great day. We'll see you in court. Oh, my goodness. On the docket last week, but we didn't get to it. This has been brewing for a week now. At the end of last week's segment, Lisa said, what about Brooke Shields' vagine? We have it now. Brooke Shields.
We heard you.
We have it. We've heard you. She's written a book, Brooke Shields. She's 59. The book is Brooke Shields is Not Allowed to Get Old, Thoughts on on Aging as a Woman. And
can you relate, Kelly?
100%. Yes. This is my next perfect. Again.
This is your next read.
This is my next read, Thoughts on Aging as a Woman. Brooke Shields says at a post-op checkup after having a surgery on her, there's no other way to say it, her labia.
Labia.
Oh, God.
I know you love these terms.
Oh, my God.
It's so clinical.
It is. It's one of those where a woman will say, don't worry, I'm going to be out of the office for a couple of days. Got a little procedure. Well, she was having a surgery on her labia. And in a post-op checkup, the surgeon said, hey, I threw in a little twofer. I performed a rejuvenation on you, which is a vaginal tightening procedure, without her consent. And she says, I'm embarrassed to share this intimate information, but for women's health, I'll do it. My question was here, 20 years later, or 15 years later, is there any way to go back and sue this guy for giving her a vaginal rejuvenation without her consent? Now, they did it. You know, he's like, hey, you're welcome.
Thank me later.
She never asked for it. How wrong is he? Because we talked about when we brought this story up the first time, if you're in doing, let's say, gallbladder surgery, and you say, oh, my gosh, this guy's got the beginnings of a tumor on his liver, you remove that while you're in there. But this would be completely elective. What are your thoughts on this, Lisa?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, she can't do anything about it now because of the statute of limitations. Mm. She could have back then. And strangely enough, I've actually had I've practiced for 33 years. Mm. Over those years, I've had multiple calls from women who say this was done to them when they went in for some other procedure, you know, some lady procedure, as they would call it.
Thank you.
That they would do this. They would just do this without consent and without telling them. And a lot of them had problems with it because they create scar tissue that can make it. I mean, a lot of them, their big complaint is that intercourse is incredibly painful after they have this done.
Oh, no. Mm.
And yeah, it's crazy. I don't know why they do this, but it's just, you know, they see the large vajayjay, and they're like, oh, you know, you must want that tightened. And they do it. It's crazy.
I'm incredibly uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. We are squirming in our seats.
We're floored.
I mean, it's crazy.
You know, when you have a cold and you say the word intercourse, that's a problem. I have a problem.
Yeah, you're turned on in one sense.
Yeah. Yep. But in the other, that's it's so invasive. How can doctors get away with that? I mean, that is really awful. Now, but if she had, if you have a real medical procedure that needs to be taken care of and you see it there, you don't wait for them to give consent. You just do it while you're in there, right? Don't you think, Lisa? If it's like a tumor.
But what they actually would normally do is if it requires going kind of above and beyond the scope of the original procedure, is they would go out and talk to the family.
Yeah.
Talk to the person, you know, who you put down as your, if you had a medical power of attorney or somebody, and say, hey, we need to also do these other things.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they don't just usually go ahead and do it unless it's an emergency.
Simmons? Is there a Simmons here?
Yeah, right.
Simmons, we need to talk about your mother's vagina. Simmons?
We need you to sign off on something.
She's asleep, so we need to talk to the family.
Oh, God. Poor Brooke Shields. And the bravery for her to come forward now.
Right.
And put it in this book on anti-aging. My goodness. Unbelievable. A story we have heard about many times, from airplanes to restaurants to drive-thrus, now to a barbecue restaurant. There's a place called Bill Miller Barbecue in Texas, San Antonio, where a woman who went there, her name is Genesis Marita, she filed a lawsuit about a year and a half ago in Bexar County because she went 2 years ago to the restaurant, Bill Miller Barbecue, and ordered some breakfast tacos from the drive-thru. And she pulled a Chris Kelly here. She got her breakfast tacos and some barbecue sauce and immediately parked and began to eat her breakfast tacos. I can't tell you how I love car eating. That shame eating that I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you love it.
That's my place to eat. Is
not at home.
Not at home.
Not at work.
No.
Not in motion.
In the car. And just taking in the world, you know. Unfortunately, after she ordered her four tacos and barbecue sauce and paid and such, The order was put in a brown paper bag. When she got into the parking lot to eat the breakfast, she spilled the barbecue sauce onto her right thigh, causing a second-degree burn. Now, a year and a half to 2 years later, she has been awarded $2.8 million because of the dangerously hot barbecue sauce that gave her the burn, second-degree burn. I was surprised at the amount of money she received for this. Lisa, what are your thoughts on this case?
It did seem like it was a lot of money. I posted a picture of the burn on my social media. It was gruesome. I mean, it was a lot worse than you would imagine, but I don't think it's worth that much. And the interesting thing was her attorney asked the jury for $1 million. So the jury went way above what they asked. And I think the reason is, I think the judge allowed some testimony that this guy had burned people before. And I think that they were kind of punishing him, even though there was I don't think there was a request for punitive damages. But I think the jury was angry that this guy, and he was, so he did, you know, a lot of these cases, you don't realize kind of the backstory. This, they have a regulation, state guideline, that it should have been 135 degrees, and he was serving it at 185 degrees. And it's supposed to be served in some kind of a thick, usually styrofoam. And he served it in this thin plastic stuff. And so it was super hot when she touched it. And that's what made her spill it. She reached in and was like, oh, this is burning my hand. You know, she drops it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, that makes sense. But so it wasn't like a faulty lid or something. She went to get it. It was
a cheap little ramekin.
Listen, full disclosure, I worked barbecue many years back in high school.
Do you hear that, Lisa?
I hear that.
Does that come through loud and clear?
We did not use styrofoam on our dip. We used that cheap plastic stuff on our dip as well. And we always, when we sold, let's say, the barbecue sauce, or as we called it, dip, we had to poke holes in the top. Otherwise, it would explode on people. You know, on the top of the lid, we had to poke a hole in it. We took our barbecue fork, laid it on a towel, and poked two holes in it so that the steam could escape or it would explode on somebody. And it did get hot. Now, when you touched it, it was hot for sure. I wonder if we were within the guidelines as well. Never had that issue, but yes.
Yeah, probably not.
$2.8 million. Crazy story here. This also involves food. The family of a man on whose life support was wrongly switched off is demanding answers from the Washington State Hospital where he died. A guy named David Wells, who at age 69 was in a steakhouse, choked on a piece of steak, and was rushed to Peace Health Southwest Medical Center in Vancouver, Washington. And he was in a coma. He's on life support. Terrible. I mean, a choking incident. So they call the family to get permission to pull the plug, to remove the life-saving devices. They accidentally called his roommate's family, the other guy in the room who was also, I believe he was in a coma also. So they call the wrong family and they say, hey, your brother is not holding on and we think it'd be best to remove him from life-saving support. And they give the okay. And now later, of course, the original family said, what are you talking about? We never gave permission for this. So now, is there a lawsuit that can go on there, Lisa? What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think they're in big trouble here.
Yes,
I mean,
this
is bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, in both families, you know, you think the one family didn't get to make the decision about their loved one.
Right.
And, you know, had this, but the other family thought their loved one was dead.
And he wasn't.
Planned a funeral.
Yep.
And he wasn't.
Yep.
And so they stopped coming to see him because they thought he was dead, right?
Yep.
They went to the funeral home that had the body, and they even said, do we need to look at the body? And the guy's like, at the funeral home, nah, you don't need to look at it.
Right.
And so they picked out the casket and all that. And then the guy that lived, he called his family a few days later from the hospital.
Wow.
And he said, my cell phone's been turned off. What's going on? And they're like, what the heck?
I know.
Like, you're supposed to be dead.
And he lived.
It's crazy.
Wow.
He lived
because
they called the wrong family. Is that unbelievable or what?
It's crazy.
It is.
Y'all were going to kill me?
Yeah. But he lived.
Right.
Y'all
going to
kill
me?
He called and said, what you mean? I'm dead. That's right.
Y'all said okay. Pull the plug.
Yeah.
What? We thought.
I had a piece of ribeye.
Remember now, in the past, Biggie has said that if he gets the call for Chris Dim's plug, he would say, pull the plug, even if Chris Dim had only broken his toe.
Oh,
It's what he'd want. He's alert and awake. Well, make it stop.
He would want to go. I mean, each family has a huge lawsuit. And the guy that lived, yeah, I guess, has a huge lawsuit.
That's crazy.
That is the weirdest thing. Just a mistaken identity is all it was. It was just a mix-up on a piece of paperwork or a computer. Is that all it was that caused that? It's
awful. Yeah, that's all it was. Yeah, total mix-up.
Wow.
And they didn't verify when they called, are you the family? It was just crazy. They just called up and said, hey, we're going to pull the plug on your family.
Unreal. Unreal. To Vermont we go. This is an advertising lawsuit. 57 years ago, Vermont became the first state in the union to ban billboards. Roadside billboards are not in Vermont.
Is that right?
Yes, I didn't know that.
Keep the state beautiful?
Yeah. Are there others? Is Maine like that don't have billboards? I thought so, but anyway, Vermont does not have roadside billboards. But now, drivers that drive on some of the highways through Vermont are saying, I'm starting to see some advertisements. What they are doing is they're putting out hay wagons and putting advertisements on the side that basically equate to a billboard. You know, you've got a big wagon out there with a sign on it. So it's like, it's not a billboard.
For other businesses or for the farm?
Well, now,
apples at this exit or whatever.
That's a good question.
It's other businesses.
Other businesses.
It's like tire and automotive and that kind of thing.
So some are saying, hey, we don't want to be bombarded with this and you're breaking the law. But they're saying, no, we're not. This is not a billboard. This is a hay wagon. So who's going to be right in this situation? I feel like they're going to have to be forced to stop doing it because it is advertising. What do you think, Lisa?
Yeah, I think you're right. Because the way the statute is worded, it doesn't just say billboards. It's a ban on off-premises advertising and any kind of outdoor advertising. It doesn't even specify. The law doesn't just say billboards. Mm-hmm. It's so you can have a big sign on your business. You just can't have it elsewhere. So it's any kind of off-premises advertising is prohibited.
Okay. Then that's what's
going to happen. Seemed open and shut.
Immediately. Yeah. They should be doing radio advertising anyway.
Exactly.
Isn't it obvious?
There you go.
Come on. And finally, and I'm up in
arms. Oh, Lisa's billboards are cool.
Oh, I like your billboards.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I used to like the one where you were riding a motorcycle.
The motorcycle.
Yeah. I love the motorcycle one. That was really good. And if you really look closely and squint as you're driving by at 75 miles an hour, two guys named Chris.
I'm surprised you even put that on the board.
You really want to stay away from that, Lisa. I don't know if you want to. I don't know if you want to put. Certainly not our faces.
That hurting
on.
Me.
That could be hurting you. Oh, forget it then. Now, this one makes me mad. Now, I don't like teens generally, but some teenagers helped get an arsonist caught by the NYPD. Three high school basketball players spotted an arsonist on a train and going to Queens after he allegedly burned a person to death. They caught him. They got him. Yeah. He was captured because of these teens. There's a reward of $10,000, which now...
They're heroes.
They're being denied the $10,000 because instead of calling the Crime Stoppers tip line, they called 911. And their parents are saying, this is the biggest pile of crap I've ever heard. What you're now making people do is not do the right thing. Lisa, get these teens their money. Agreed?
You would think, right?
Yeah.
But they don't have to. I mean, they didn't call Crime Stoppers. And I went down kind of a rabbit hole reading about Crime Stoppers, especially in New York. It is apparently, from what everybody says, terrible about paying out. Like that they try to avoid, they bury people in red tape, bureaucratic BS, and they don't pay. That even when you do the right, even when you call them.
That's awful.
So
that's awful.
They're not going to pay him. I mean, I don't think they're going to pay these kids.
That is really terrible.
This smells like a GoFundMe opportunity.
Yeah, they should.
If the story gets out.
They should, and it is out. So they should get, they should want $10,000 for these kids. That is just awful. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's really.
It is discouraging, young people or anyone from doing the right thing after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
Well, I mean, it's not discouraging. I mean, they would have called 911 anyway.
I guess.
They didn't do it for the money.
Well,
they didn't
do it for the money. Right. You know. That's true. But it does, I mean, on Crime Stoppers, if you see those commercials, like call and get this reward, that's just misinformation. It's just false advertising. You know, they say you get, and then they try to bury in red tape.
Well, they always do say call the Crime Stoppers.
They do. They do. And these
kids. They didn't call the right number, so they're gonna deny them.
But you're saying even if you do call the right number, they try to bury you in red tape, and that's terrible, too.
That's the experience of a lot of people that put it out there complaining about it.
I hate to hear it. Lisa, I hope you're feeling better, but that sexy voice should stay for next week, too. We're really hoping for that.
Wow.
Fantastic. Fantastic as always. As she goes through the docket here on the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Have a great week, Lisa. Thank you very much.